You know that organic foods are catching on when there are songs about them.
Now you're feeling kind of hungry. There's no reason to panic, because Mother Nature's got a brand. It's called organic.
That's organic. That's organic.
I've never been more excited to be a part of the organic industry.
We have so many retailers, so many new outlets.
The demand is outgrowing the domestic production
shortages in many places.
So there is excitement and some frustration for consumers and producers of organic foods. Those voices you heard there are from the Agriculture Department's recent Outlook Forum. So, do you buy organic foods yourself? If you do, you are among a growing number of Americans who are buying organics.
We're no longer small. We are mainstream.
That's Michael Ferry, president of Horizon Organic. They make organic dairy products. And yes, since organics are appearing in most supermarkets, you could say organics are mainstream, but most would argue that the industry is still very small. John Reginold is a professor at Washington State University. He told the forum,
"The organic food and beverage sales represent about 5% of U.S. food and beverage market, up from 0.8% in 1997. So seems to be pretty strong."
Strong as far as growth.
Organic food sales have been showing double-digit growth for as long as I've been tracking them, which goes back into the 80s.
Agriculture Department economist Kathy Green. However, the growth is coming from a very small actual amount of production and sales.
Overall, about 5% of the fruits in this country are grown under organic farming systems and about 4% of the vegetables.
And much smaller percentages of other crops. But again, more people are wanting to buy organic foods, even though they do cost more than their conventional counterparts. Green says for some of these products, potential buyers look at the price organic versus the conventional price, and they say,
"Wow, huge premiums."
Wow. So price is keeping some of us away, but price is a function of supply compared to demand. And as Laura Batcha with the Organic Trade Association pointed out,
"The demand is outgrowing the domestic production. There's opportunity there for farmers. We need to figure out how to bring those opportunities to more farmers."
But you can't just say, "Okay, from now on, I'm an organic farmer." Consumers want to be sure that the organic products they buy are genuine. And so there are rules for being certified organic. You have to have a 3-year transition period in there. And John Reginold says during that time, you can't sell your products for the premium price that organics get.
That's the toughest time. Economically challenging, it's tough.
Which is one reason why there isn't enough production to meet the growing demand right now. However, there are programs from the Ag Department and others to help producers get through that 3-year transition. And so, with demand up, production growing, economist Kathy Green says,
"The future is bright."
And so,
that's organic.
In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Now that's organic.